Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
Doing good. Had a great weekend, so yeah. Can't complain.
Right on, right on. Was watching some football a little bit on Sunday.
And nice.
We were down at the Sastel Center. They had the powwow that's going on
nice.
For the next few days. Yeah, so had the chance to bring everybody in and see everybody get all ready to go with all their regalia and stuff. So pretty fantastic. Two more grand entries today, by the way. One at noon and 6 o'clock.
Oh, nice.
But regardless, let's get right into our Country Music Insider this morning, Sarah.
If you needed an excuse to love Lainey Wilson even more, you got one right here. She recently paused a show because she saw her day one fan in the audience. And so this is her talking to the fan after pausing the show.
Lord have mercy. It is good to see you. Y'all, we go back. I'm not even playing. My friend down here in the front, we go way back to a long time, it feels like. You were literally there when nobody was there. I'm not even playing. Remember when we played that casino? And, and literally nobody was there. It was just you on the front row by the barricade. And I was like, my girl's here. Ah. I love you. Thank you.
How cool is that, hey?
Imagine like starting a friendship that way. Like you're the only person showing up for Lainey. Now you're getting called out in these huge stadiums. I love it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Darius Rucker recently started a new series on TikTok called Songs I Wish I'd Written. And he kicked it off with REM's Everybody Hurts. And this is just a quick clip of him covering it.
And everybody hurts sometimes.
I wish I could sing like that.
I know, right? I love that idea, though. Like, songs I wish I'd written.
Yeah.
And then you cover them.
Cover it.
Dolly Parton just announced that she is having to postpone her December shows at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. She explained that she's been dealing with some ongoing health issues, and her team insisted that she take care of herself now.
Mm-hmm.
So the six shows have been rescheduled for September of next year.
Hope she's okay.
So a bit of a wait for that. Zach Bryan just headlined the largest ticketed concert in U.S. history at the Michigan Stadium in Ann Arbor. There were 112,408 fans
Holy
in attendance.
Smokes. That's
a
crazy.
Lot. And the Grand Ole Opry officially made its international debut in London on Friday, which included performances by Darius Rucker, Luke Combs, Ashley McBride, and Carly Pierce.
Wow.
I love it.
Yeah, not only is the NFL going all over the globe, but now the Grand Ole
Opry,
too. A little bit of America everywhere.
Yeah.
And there you go. That is our Country Music Insider today.